Russian forces are lining up more firepower. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A full-scale offensive in the eastern part of Ukraine is expected as Russia regroups and Ukrainian troops dig in the capital of Kyiv, a visit by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
The Prime Minister pledging new military assistance to Ukraine, including about 120 armored vehicles and also new anti-ship missile systems. They're also guaranteeing financial aid as Russia attacks continue. Now, the UK has been tough on putting more sanctions into place.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in neighboring Poland, a fundraiser for refugees.
About $10 billion were raised for Ukrainians fleeing the war. It happened at a big event here in Warsaw. It was called the Stand Up for Ukraine event, hosted by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And it was attended by the Polish president and the Canadian prime minister. All of that money is going to help to cover the costs of food, housing, medical care for the more than 4 million refugees living in those EU member states like Poland.
Fox's Aisha Hazni, humanitarian assistance is also headed to the more than 6 million Ukrainians displaced within the country. There was a deadly shooting at a nightclub in Indianapolis. Police say five people were shot last night inside and outside, one of them fatally. Police believe a fight broke out after a birthday party. To Memphis, where police are investigating a triple shooting at a nightclub called the Green Room. The victims were rushed to the hospital, their conditions unknown. Two people are being sought in Washington, D.C. after a shooting last night near Nationals Park. Four people were hurt. The shooting happened about 40 minutes after a baseball game ended. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An alarming trend has been detected in New York City. More and more ghost guns are making their way to the streets.
Ghost guns are built from a kit, bought online and assembled at home, and are not traceable. And because they could be purchased without a background check, they're becoming the gun of choice for criminals. They're banned in a number of states, including New York. And on Friday, Maryland became the latest state to do so. Well, new figures from the NYPD indicate the number of ghost guns in the city skyrocketed by 351% in 2022. Officials believe a ghost gun may have been used in Friday's shooting of three teens outside a New York City school, one of whom died. Federal officials said last year there's no way to estimate the number of ghost guns currently in circulation. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
An iPhone is being credited with tracking down a car thief in Georgia. Police say when a man jumped into a running car last week and took off, a 9-year-old boy was in the back seat. Authorities were able to track the vehicle, though, because of the child's cell phone. The suspect faces charges of theft, kidnapping, and cruelty to children. The CMT Music Awards won't be given out until tomorrow night, but before that, fans of country music can catch a glimpse of their favorite superstars.
The CMT Music Awards nomination special will feature Carrie Underwood, who's up for two awards, including Video of the Year. Thomas Rhett will talk about his nominated videos, as will Kane Brown, who leads the pack with four CMT Music Award nominations this year. And actor Anthony Mackie, who's co-hosting this year's CMT Music Awards, will also make an appearance during the show. The half-hour CMT Music Awards nomination special airs this evening at 9 o'clock Eastern. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tomorrow's award show is at 7 p.m. Eastern. Pam Cuso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.